Some exciting news for women's health studies. The Buck Institute for Research on Aging in Novato has received a $6 million grant from Bay Area tech entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan, the wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin, to study the negative health effects of menopause. To find out how this money is going to be used, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with the president and CEO of the Buck Institute for Research on Aging, Eric Verdin. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So tell us about the grant and how you're going to use the money.
Good afternoon. So we're quite excited about this new opportunity. It turns out that humans are one of the very few species on the planet to experience menopause, and most mammals continue to have babies until old age. And so it also turns out that women can experience menopause at very different age, some as early as 35 and some as late as 55 or even later. And so what we have learned is that menopause is not simply a loss of fertility. It also has some really significant meaning in terms of the way a woman is going to experience old age. And it turns out that the menopause itself triggers a whole series of events that lead to aging. And so are studying menopause, when it occurs, why it occurs, and possibly delaying it in those women in which it might expect, who might experience it early, might have implications not only on their fertility but also on the quality of their lives in their old age.
And it's not a simple proposition either. I mean, it, because women who would continue to say, you know, go through the cycles of estrogen face a different kind of risk.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it turns out that even though they experience cycling of estrogen, those are generally protective. And so there's the consensus is that, and the evidence shows that the women who experience menopause in later years tend to live longer and to live longer in better health. Now, what is absolutely amazing about this whole field is that it has been grossly understudied. Even though we know these facts and we know that undergoing early menopause is not good, not only in terms of fertility. Why? What is the reason for ovarian aging and the triggering of early menopause is really not understood. So what we hope to do is really really elucidate the underlying mechanism that caused menopause and in some way delay them, not in you know forever, but to a stage where most women would actually undergo and be able to enjoy a healthy aging.
Yeah, it's so interesting that it has been understudied. How are you going to do this? Are you going to grant scientists to conduct the studies?
So Nicole Shanahan, who has funded this effort, has had the vision actually to come to see us and suggest that we created a center. So the first step of what we have done is to create a center locally here at the PAC. We've recruited four new faculty members who are going to be studying this in detail. And yesterday she announced another gift that will allow us to create a global consortium, which is going to be a worldwide effort, by which we're going to be recruiting scientists from all around the world who will be working in their respective institutions, but will be supported by grants coming out of the Buck. And so what this will allow us to do, the combination of the center here and the global consortium, is to create an ecosystem of scientists all interested in the science of menopause and ovarian aging, and hopefully bring within the next few years some real solutions and answers for women.
Well, thanks very much for sharing it with us. We appreciate it. That is Eric Verdin, he's the CEO of the Buck Institute for Research on Aging.